much to the disappointment of cryptozoology fans everywhere, that's people interested in the study of hidden animals like Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster, a scientist from Oxford University is claiming that the legendary ape-like Himalayan monster, the Yeti, might be nothing more than a type of bear. Now, Professor Brian Sykes has analysed hair samples from mummified remains of a Yeti-like creature shot by a hunter that was in the mountains 4 decades ago, and also a single hair that was found around 10 years ago in a forest in Bhutan by a group of Yeti-hunting filmmakers. And what he did was he analysed the DNA from these samples and compared it with sequences from all sorts of other animals that are out there in the International DNA Database. And interestingly, he found 100% match with DNA from a jawbone from an ancient polar bear found in Norway. And this dates back tens of thousands of years. It's about around the time that polar bears and brown bears are thought to have separated into two species, although they're still very closely related and they can actually interbreed where their territories overlap. Now, Sykes thinks that probably the most likely explanation for the Yeti myth is that the animals are actually some kind of bear, like maybe a brown bear or a brown bear slash polar bear hybrid, rather than an ape. But as no one's actually seen a Yeti or conclusively got a body, it's really hard to know for sure. And it certainly, as he says, he certainly doesn't mean that there are rogue ancestral polar bears roaming the Himalayas. He thinks it is probably that they're some kind of hybrid, and that might be what the Yetis are.
So this hair that's been found, we don't know exactly what it's come from, except that it does have a very close genetic resemblance to extant bears.
Exactly. So the hair was found by people who were tracking Yetis and looking for Yetis. So they said, we've got this hair, it's from a Yeti, and it turns out it's from a bear. It's all a bit complicated, and this isn't the first time that analysis of alleged Yeti samples have failed to come up with evidence that it is an ape. In 2008, a similar analysis on hairs from the North Indian Himalayas turned out to be from a type of goat rather than an ape. And that's what a lot of cryptozoologists think that the Yeti is. They think it's some kind of ape, some kind of big, massive ape, Gigantopithecus, I think. Now, the research also does come with a bit of a scientific health warning. These results were just announced to the press. There isn't a peer-reviewed journal article about them, so other scientists haven't really been able to see the data or scrutinise it. So we need to really see it to be out and published to comment on the likelihood that this bear theory might be correct.
Until then, though, we'll continue to believe.
Well, you know, are you the Mulder or the Scully in this team, Chris?
I'll go for both. Now,